It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Only 10 snaps for Roman Wilson. And I know that Mike Tomlin in his press conference is basically saying like it's going to be a week-to-week thing. But I'm wondering how.
Based off of opponent?
Like less multiple tight end usage, more wide receivers. Game script situations would probably affect things too.
Yeah. I mean, how much nickel they run. I mean, right. You know, what they do with their safeties. You know, how many, you know, tendencies, things of that nature for sure.
Because I just think if the tight ends play the way that they're capable of, and I thought that Freiermuth played well, I thought Jonnu Smith played well. They used him in a couple of goofy ways. He scored the touchdown, which was a really good play call. Like those guys, they want them on the field. And if Calvin Austin's going to go out there and play the way he played, like I think I'm also okay with Roman Wilson not being a big part of the proceedings.
Well, I do wonder since the 11 personnel was the second most percentaged offensive personnel, who were the three wide receivers most of the time? Because Roman Wilson had 10 snaps, so I guess 10 snaps of that might have been him at the wide receiver spot with two other wide receivers. Like who? I mean, Skowronek was in there. I know Scotty Miller didn't really get any reps.
Scotty Miller had one fewer snap than Roman Wilson. Miller played nine.
Okay, yeah. So then they split the basically the 11 personnel.
Meanwhile, Jonnu Smith played 37, Calvin Austin 45, DK Metcalf 53. Skowronek played exactly as many offensive snaps as Roman Wilson. So Skowronek played 10, Roman Wilson played 10, Scotty Miller played 10, like you're saying. They split that a third.
Which that makes sense because they're all 3-4 wide receivers.
Sure, no doubt. The way that Rodgers really has thrown a ton of praise the direction of each of these guys. But given that Roman Wilson was a third-round pick last year, I would think that if they loved him, it wouldn't be 10-10-9. Like, Tomlin could tell us that, oh, it's matchup-related, and I do believe in some of that in what you're saying. But if they loved Roman Wilson, he'd be playing more than Ben Skowronek and Scotty Miller.
Those two veterans, guys that know what they're doing.
I know.
Got to know what you're doing.
And they played in the offense last year, whereas Roman Wilson was an observer of the offense last year.
Well, neither of those guys played in the offense last year.
Yeah, they did.
Who?
Skowronek and Scotty Miller were both Steelers last year.
They played the receiver? I guess Skowronek did, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they weren't playing a lot. It was kind of like this. Mm-hmm. But they at least ran out there and made some plays, whereas Roman Wilson was, you know, he had his red shirt year. I think it's worth monitoring. Because we've talked about the Steelers drafting and developing and all that. And, hey, Calvin Austin III, you keep this up, he looks like a good find. Roman Wilson, I mean, spoon-feeding them. Now, Tomlin also always does this. Anytime there's snap distribution talk, and I think it was about an answer at the running back position. I could be wrong in that. But he said, well, we didn't play a ton of snaps. There's 53 offensive snaps if you don't count the kneel downs. Okay. Part of it is, and I've always said this, the more certain guys play, if they play well, then there's going to be more offensive snaps, and then subsequently, they're going to play more offensive snaps. So, it was week one. You try not to draw too many generalizations, but Roman Wilson, the way they had talked about him this preseason, and the way he played in the preseason, 10 snaps, I was a little bit surprised by that.
It's Boomer and Geo, mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out, and that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.